The federal government is poised for big budget cuts on March 1st because of something called sequestration. Congress mandated these cuts take place to force themselves to reduce the federal budget. The thought was these cuts would be so draconian, surely Republicans and Democrats would do something to avoid them. Well, they didn't. So sequestration is scheduled to kick in next Friday. Ray LaHood of the Transportation Department said it could result in delays of up to 90 minutes at major American airports. How could these federal cuts affect Washington State? We've got David Schumacher on the line. He's Governor Jay Inslee's new budget director, and he's in charge of the Office of Financial Management. David Schumacher, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Are you concerned?
I am concerned. I think that we ought to be concerned both about the impacts on the state budget, but even more importantly, maybe the impact on the regional economy. These cuts hit defense-related employment pretty severely, and that could have a big effect on the economy and revenue growth in the future.
Which in turn, of course, has a knock-on effect on state government if people aren't paying taxes and businesses aren't operating. Where do you think the impact will hit us here in Washington State? I mean, you're putting together the state budget right now. Are you trying to put this into your calculations of how it will affect your plans?
We certainly are. I guess a couple of things to be aware of. Typically, federal funds are about a quarter of the state budget, but 80% of the federal funds have been taken off limits. Medicaid, TANF, transportation are not part of this. So that focuses the potential impact pretty narrowly to a series of things that in total maybe add to about $73 million, which is significant but not huge. But given the context of the rest of the budget situation, finding another $73 million or even being able to backfill part of these is going to be difficult. And then, as you say, if the impact on the economy results in slower revenue growth and jobs, then we would have even less revenue to support even a larger budget problem.
Give us an example definitely. Give us an example of how this might affect the state budget. What are the first effects it might have on the state budget?
For the state budget, just for example, there's we estimate about $12 million of special ed basic grants just that we get from the federal government that we would lose and have to think about replacing. Another would be $6 million to operate our unemployment insurance program. And then another thing that isn't directly a state concern, but about $6 million of money that would go to Head Start that we would potentially be asked to pick up the tab. So those are just a few of the things that we're looking at.
It's scheduled for a week from today. Are you pretty much resigned to the fact that it will be taking place?
Well, we're certainly preparing as though that's the case. If we get good news, that's so much the better. I will tell you the governor, who's actually in Washington, D.C. now, sent a letter to all of his agency directors to prepare for this and to let him know what the various impacts on the various state agencies would be if this goes forward. So when he returns next week, he will be prepared to act.
David Schumacher, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
David Schumacher, Governor Jay Inslee's new budget director.